Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
What's up, kid?
What's up, you ass? Anyway, hey, let's keep her moving here. Bust out those history books and let's do some learning.
And now it's time for This Day in History.
All right, Hunter. On this day in history, September 22nd, 1903, Italo Marchionne was granted a patent for the ice cream cone. That's right. Oh. First of all, that is the most Italian name possible. Italo Marchionne. Oh, you think that guy's Italian? Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I think probably. Wild guess.
Probably. Wild guess on what he did.
So he got a patent on the ice cream cone? What does that involve? Like, if it's ice cream and a cake cone, what is that? How do you put a patent on that?
Well, probably the design.
The design?
It had to be, right? Like this is this is my design for how we will handle
ice cream
from here on out. You know, we're tired of just putting it in our hands. Let's have something, a conduit from the ice cream dispenser to me instead of just putting it in my hand. Yeah,
it's pretty interesting. So before then, they just ate them out of ice cream out of cups all the time.
No. They just put it in their hand and they just ate it out of their
hand. Oh, Jesus.
No. I honestly don't know. I don't know. But see, that's the key. Something as simple as an ice cream cone. All right, just you gotta find a need. And you got to fill that need. And then, like Italo Marchionne, you then become a billionaire because you thought of something that's just simple. It's just simple.
Is there anything better in life than that honeycomb bottom that's filled with ice cream when you're
almost finished?
Dude, no.
The best part of any dessert. I'm saying, dude, any dessert in the world, okay? Better than pumpkin pie. What?
What's better? The very bottom of a drumstick ice cream cone that you get from the freezer, or the honeycomb bottom of just your regular, what do they call those?
Just like, a wafer, like the wafer cones or whatever.
Yeah.
See, now that's tough, okay, because obviously that little chunk of chocolate there at the bottom of one of the, it's fantastic, but on a hot day, after enjoying that, Kiki always gives me crap because I always get just a vanilla cone. There's something simple and nostalgic
delicious.
They are, but I just like a vanilla wafer cone. At the end, all that is just collected in the bottom, that final bite, it's so good. It's so good. Yeah.
And it's something about the texture and the coldness. Hey, here's another thing. You know the bottom of the drumsticks, you know, that little chocolate part with the ice cream and the cone. So, you know, the people that make Muddy Buddies or whatever, like the puppy chow.
Yeah.
They make just the bottom of the cones now. So you just get a bag full of the bottom of the drumsticks. It's wild.
That's amazing.
Isn't it amazing? It's a great idea.
That's fantastic. That's the greatest things ever.
Let's just take the best part of the drumstick and we'll bag it. Sell it to people.
Can I say something controversial here? I don't like waffle cones. I don't like what they're doing with them. It's a little much. It's a little much, in my opinion.
Why don't you like waffle cones?
I don't know. It's a little much. That's what I chalk it up to. A little much.
Here's my problem with the waffle cones.
Yeah.
They taste fantastic. I can't take anything away from the taste. But you take one bite and then it splits all the way down to the bottom.
The structural integrity of the waffle cone is not good. It's not. And then like they get soggy too, and then the waffle kind of it gets pliable. No.
Yeah, you're right. You got to eat a little faster.
Yeah.
For sure. But a hot waffle cone, that first bite is pretty damn good. But it does. It falls apart too easy. Yeah. It becomes more of a task than enjoyment.
Well, I got to say a huge thank you to the most Italian-sounding man in the world, Italo Marchionne, for making the ice cream cone. And instead of us having to just put ice cream in our hands, now we have something much easier to eat it out of.
Took that long.
It took that long. It was a long time. All right, anyway. Well, there you go. That's what happened on this day in history. We're going to take a break. Your comedian for today is Eddie Murphy. We'll be back.